I love it because I not only see calm, praise God, He brings great calm. He brings the kind of calm that you just can't wait to call somebody up and tell them about. You should see the calm that God just brought in my life. Let me tell you about the calm God is bringing in my life. Man. If God has called you, and He has, He is going to make sure you have every resource and every opportunity to do exactly what He has destined and called you to do, what He has in fact designed you to do. You are wired the way you are. You were created the way you are because God has made you a vessel to fulfill His specific will in your life. You are not an accident of nature. God designed you with intent, with purpose, with design. Your whole personality was meant to magnify God so that He could use you in the unique way that He has called you and gifted you to serve Him. I'm a weird guy. I've got quirky stuff about me. Thank God. God made my quirks. Now, granted, in the flesh they can be abused. But as I am walking in the newness of the creation in Jesus Christ, as I'm walking led by the Spirit, God uses those very quirks as the very things that He has designed to be glorified in me. I love my quirks when God gets a hold of them. He gives me beautiful quirks, man. I just want a quirk all over. I want an earth quirk. Praise God. God is not going to send me out and set me up for failure. He's sending me out to victory, and that's the only way He sends me out. His name is at stake. When I go out in the name of the Lord, His name is on the line, and He, if I will obey and trust Him in faith, He will honor His name. This applies to moms raising their family. And they know that they've got precious cargo under their wings as they are pouring out their lives for their kids. To know that God has empowered them. And yes, the enemy might be fighting tooth and nail. But God has promised us the victory if we will lay a hold of it by faith and walk in that thing. And lay a hold of the resources He has set all around us. If you're providing a livelihood for your family, if you're out there on the field and you're working and you're just busting it, just trying to make ends meet, God is going to see to it that those things will be there, those resources will be there, and your family will be provided for because that's what He's called you to. If you're in a ministry of some kind and God is working through you and you run into all kind of opposition, satanic or otherwise, and you just lay that thing at His feet and say, God, this is not mine anyway. This is Yours. I surrender it to You. Lord, here I am. Use me. God is going to ensure that His name will be honored. And He will fulfill that calling in your life. He will do that because His name is at stake. And God does nothing in vain. He does everything with purpose. As I was with some friends last night, the Lord put this on my heart. It just kind of popped into my head and it just touched my heart in the process. And I mentioned a little bit about it earlier today. We have a sister church in Arnold with some very, very dear, precious friends. People that I love deeply. People who have labored in the Lord for years. People who have been a tremendous influence in my life, who I owe a debt of gratitude to because I am where I am today because of their ministry. And they're less than an hour from here, one of our sister churches, and they are under such unbelievable attack right now. They are in the midst of one of these storms. And they are being beaten about. Just to capsulize it, I think it all began a few years ago. The pastor they had at the time, his wife was battling cancer. She battled that thing for 2 years. Ultimately, she lost the battle. The Lord took her home. I think it was his mom or his grandmother. His mom died of cancer right on the heels of that.
His granddaughter before his wife.
And his granddaughter? That's right. That's right. His granddaughter before his wife. And all of these things were hammering him. And he needed some space, and he decided he was going to step down from the pastorate. And right now he's still in the ministry. He's doing various other types of things. But then on the heels of that, the pastor that stepped in to replace him ran into all kinds of turbulence and turmoil and was just beat on by the enemy. And just 2 weeks ago, he announced his resignation also. And in this whole process over the years, many people have left. The finances have gotten in terrible trouble. And it's just, it is in that situation right now. And the waves are beating them and the winds are howling around them. And they're having services right now, just as we are. And they're in the midst of a terrible storm. But you know, these words of the disciples touched my heart. And I can imagine, although the leadership has high hopes and they believe they're going to weather this thing, I know that there are a lot of people out there who have poured out their lives and who have sacrificed much and who have great and deep relationships and emotions invested in the people that are there, that are probably saying, right as we speak right now, Lord, don't you care that we are perishing? As they're trying to sort through this storm that is swirling around them and the swirling of emotions and all of the confusion, I can imagine some of them just crying out, God, I don't understand. Are you there? Do you care? Do you see what's happening? Does it touch your heart? If it does, why is this going on? Don't you care that we are perishing? But I believe just as strongly, and I don't believe that today was an accident. I believe that we're in this passage for this very reason. I believe very strongly that God is saying to them and to us to come alongside, for us to rise up in faith and stand on the purpose and promises of God, and to rebuke the wind and the waves, rebuke the enemy, rebuke the spirits of confusion, of bitterness, the spirits of strife and competition, the spirits of doubt and unbelief, and to wage war in the Spirit. Because God established that church. That church has changed my life. I'm in the ministry today because of the ministry of the people of that church. And I believe that God has called them with a purpose. It was like when they first opened the doors, it was like God saying, let's go over to the other side. Let's go from where we are to the place where I have everything planned for you. All of your inheritance, let's go lay a hold of that. And although they're in the midst of a storm, I believe God's purpose and calling is still on them. It has not changed. And they have an inheritance to lay a hold of. And if we will come alongside and support them and lift them up in prayer and rebuke the wind and the waves and rebuke the enemy on their behalf, that God is going to pull a victory out of this, it'll not only be calm, it'll be great calm. It'll be so fruitful, we will be astounded a year from now to look back and say, do you remember when? Because look where God has brought us since then. And just as he said to the disciples, I believe Jesus would say to them and to us, why are you afraid? Not as a rebuke, but as an affirmation. Why are you afraid? Don't you know me by now? Don't you know who I am? Haven't I shown you who I am? Yeah, it looks bad out there, but I've given you some power, and I want you to just stretch your wings and use that thing and just let me show you what I can do. He's done that for me so many times in the midst of things that scared me to death. And I'd go to God and he'd say, let me show you what I can do. Have the guts and the faith to stand. And having done all, to stand. And God has been faithful to come through each and every time. So I want to stand with them this morning. And I want to pray for them this morning. But I don't want to do that. I know that many of you might be going through storms in your life where you just feel beat on. And you feel like the boat is going down and you don't understand what in the world is happening. We want to stand with you today also, if you're in that situation. But especially I want to stand with our brothers and sisters over in Arnold. This is no coincidence that we're here in this passage while they're going through that this morning. Amen? Amen.